And we are grateful for Mr. Nate Wack, South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Nate Wack is here with your weekly sports and recreation update. Hey, Nate, how's it going?
Hey, Lori, how's it going today?
Good. Volleyball. I tell you what, I watched the practice what I preach, and I watched a lot of the volleyball coverage and the volleyball interviews that SDPB did on the sports Facebook page. And I do not know why the volleyball coaches make me kind of tear up, but they do. There's a lot of emotions on the court for volleyball.
Yeah, you see a lot of, there's a lot of time, like any sport, there's just a lot of time and a lot of effort that goes into it. And, you know, some of those matches are just so close. And to just know that, well, one team has to win and one team has to lose, it's just the reality of what sports is. And, it is sometimes sad to see, you know, a team maybe go the regular season and only have, you know, 3-4 losses, and then they get to the state tournament and maybe have a devastating loss. And, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, that's why it's like with anything, you know, that's why you play the game. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of those sports that I think brings out all the emotions.
Right. And that's how, that's why after the game, when you look down, and not just volleyball, I saw it at the football state champions too, where you see those coaches hugging those students for just a nice long time. There's just a lot happening there in those relationships between coach and athlete.
There are, and, you know, you think about it, this is their, you know, when volleyball practice started, you know, three plus months ago, and, you know, this is really their fall family, and you spend all this time together, you know, with games and practices, you know, traveling on the road on buses with each other, you know, you build these bonds, these relationships and things like that. And then the end of the season comes and it's just like you're building up for the state tournament. You're still building up. And then it just kind of all comes to a crashing halt right at once. You know what I mean? I think that also plays a toll in it a little bit. And I think that maybe takes those emotions and it kind of brings those to another level. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, you did see that, like you mentioned, you know, watching a lot of those matches, you could see that raw emotion afterwards, the coaches, you know, hugging the players and the players hugging each other, you know, and some of them, you know, are seniors, so they're not going to be back.
Right.
But then you also have other, you know, other younger individuals that are on the team that will be back and things like that too, with all of these teams. That's just the way it is, you know, it's the way that it is in high school. It's the way it is in college. Every story has a beginning, but then every story has an ending as well.
Right. We forget how painful high school can be, as you leave some of those relationships behind for a lot of kids, not for everyone, but for a lot of kids. All right. Tell us about this tournament. Give us some of the highlights.
Yeah, so 36 matches. Let that soak in for a second. 36 matches in 3 days, which was incredibly cool at the same time, because I mean it's all in one location. If you're a person that loves volleyball, you can literally go and watch all of it take place at once. And so it was fun. There were some really close matches, and the championship session when we got to that championship session, a little bit different than what most of the action is on Thursday, Friday, and most of Saturday, when the time comes for the three championship matches, rather than those three being played at the same time, they play those individually so that people in the venue, they can, you know, it's a championship session. So if you are attending the championship session, you'll be able to watch the B championship, A championship, AA championship, back to back to back. And with Class B, this one was kind of a fun one, and it's more so fun because of what you could look back at a year ago. It was Warner and Northwestern once again in the Class B championship. Well, last year was the first time that they could both go to the state tournament together, and they're two communities that are separated by, you know, maybe 14, 15 miles. So it's not, and they happen to be two of the better volleyball programs in the state, and they're in the same region, same district, all that good stuff. And with this new Sweet 16 format, which is now called the SODAC 16, that was implemented last year for volleyball, it allowed both of those programs to get to the state tournament. And what happened last year? They met in the championship match. Well, guess what? It happened again this year. Last year, Northwestern won 3-1. This year, Warner flips the script on them, and Warner actually got the championship in Class B. So a little bit, that's something definitely to keep an eye on too in the future years, because both those programs are going to be back. And, I'm going to guess it's not going to be the last time we see Northwestern and Warner meet up in the championship.
Right, a rivalry for the ages there, for in the making.
Right, seriously. Exactly. Yeah. When you're, you know, this is a, when these teams meet during the regular season, I mean, it, there's very much a very real rivalry that exists there. Yeah. Last year, we took a, you know, SDPB took a trip and visited both communities, and it's like each program is trying to push the other program, and in doing so, it just kind of elevates both of them at the same time because they're trying to outdo each other constantly. It just takes these both programs, and before you know it, they're both being propelled to a whole nother level.
Right, and then all those other ones who want to sort of break that dominance and get into that that final round.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. And that's where it's fun is you have these teams you look at it and you go, boy, wouldn't it be cool if in a couple weeks if those two teams both made it to the state tournament and then they were in the championship match, but you know they have to go through all of the steps, they have to go through all of the other matches that come before it, and there's a strong mental aspect as well. You can't just assume you're going to be there. You have to go out and you have to perform on a nightly basis to get it done.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Sioux Falls Christian. We're going to talk a little bit about them here, and then I do have a quick interesting tidbit from Miller as well. But it was Sioux Falls Christian and Miller that met up in the Class A championship. For Sioux Falls Christian, this was their eighth state volleyball championship, and it was so it's their eighth overall, and it was also their eighth since 2007. So my South Dakota math, trying to add that up, about 12 seasons. Of the last 12 seasons, Sioux Falls Christian has 8 of those championships,
wow.
which is crazy to think about. They're just a dominating team, and they understand good volleyball. They can have 2-3 good players. It seems like every year they might be seniors, they graduate, and they get. You know, it just keeps recirculating in that area. So there's kids start playing volleyball young in that district, and yeah, they play it pretty well. One of the reasons for that too, Lori, is because of their head coach, and Darcy Weisinger is one of the greats when you think of volleyball coaches in South Dakota. She was one of the coaches that were interviewed after the match by Stephanie Rissler of SDPB. And, you know, she was asked about, you know, what kind of emotions and things like that are you feeling after this? And here's what Darcy Weisinger had to say.
I'm just really happy for the girls. They played really well tonight. I thought they played together as a team. Just a really balanced attack. They played with excitement and fire and had fun playing together.
So, yeah, so and it kind of shows you right there, too. You know, it kind of brings us back to what we talked about a few minutes ago, too, Lori, with, you know, these kids are having fun. You know, that when you get to the state tournament, it's about experiencing that moment together as a team. And, you know, you saw that to some extent with all of the teams that were there. Doesn't matter what class, of the 24 teams that were there, you know, you saw that. So
yeah.
That was cool to see. And so they played Miller. So Sioux Falls Christian played Miller. Miller had... came in as the number one seed. Sioux Falls Christian came in as the 3. What's deceiving about it is Sioux Falls Christian has 8 regular season losses. 7 of those came from high schools in Iowa. Their only South Dakota loss actually came from Class AA, which was Sioux Falls O'Gorman.
Huh.
So if you look at just Class A in general, Sioux Falls Christian actually went undefeated in Class A South Dakota volleyball this year. But because of those regular season losses, it affected their seedings and bumped them down to that 3 spot. And one interesting thing too with Miller, who Sioux Falls Christian defeated in the championship match, it was a 3-0 sweep. But Miller came into it. We did some math because we get these really nice programs and things like that when we come into, you know, when we get to the state tournament. And looking through it, Miller head volleyball coach Linda DeBoer, we're like, she's got at the end of the regular season, she had 595 career wins.
Yeah.
Well, let's do some more math and look at her postseason layout. And we started looking at it, and they had a win in the at regionals. That's one more. They had their win in the SODAC 16 round. That got them to the state tournament. So now we're at 597. They won the quarterfinal round and the semifinal round to get to that championship match. So coming into the championship, Linda DeBoer actually had 599 career wins.
Oh, man.
So her 600th win could have potentially been that championship victory if Miller would have been able to win it. But, you know, Linda DeBoer is one heck of a coach as well, and this is going to be a milestone that she's going to hit in the very early stages of next year. So, yeah, it's something that's not a matter of if she gets it, it's just a matter of when.
Right. And how about that double A?
Yeah, Double A, we had a couple powerhouses, Rapid City Stevens, and we had Sioux Falls Washington. And this was interesting too, because both Sioux Falls Washington and Rapid City Stevens had shown some weakness. It wasn't quite as dominating in Class AA as it was in B and A, getting to those championship matches. Both Stevens and Washington, they showed some weakness along the way, and we got to the championship match. And I'm sitting here going, man, who knows what direction this is going to go? Because you know, each one of these teams, it's like, who's going to show up? But really, from the get go, Rapid City Stevens just put on an absolute show, and it was a 3-0 sweep for them as well. For Rapid City Stevens, it's their fourth overall state volleyball championship. So yeah, it was a fun event, and we got to crown the only repeat champion was Sioux Falls Christian from last year. So we got a couple new faces that were holding up the hardware on Saturday night.
And Washington's got a lot to be proud of this year: state soccer championship, second in football, second in volleyball. I'm sure they'd like to be, have state championships all around. But what a program they've got going!
Yeah, I mean, and there's just strong athletic programs all over the place, it seems like, with Washington. And you know, we even had to know, too, even with Sioux Falls Christian, they won a state football title, and then 8 days later, they won a state volleyball title. You know, right. Two state championships in 8 days? Are you kidding me? Like, that's something right there that's just pretty much unheard of.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's so many good programs, and, some of these teams, you see a Rapid City Christian getting to the state tournament, for the first time in what seems like forever, and you see their roster and you look at it and you're like, man, they got some young kids. They're going to be coming back. It'll be exciting to watch them. You know, Winter had a young roster this year. It'd be fun to see if they can come back. Plus, it's going to also be fun to see, these Northwestern, the Warner, your Chester area, your Sioux Falls Christian. Is Dakota Valley going to be able to get back to the state tournament next year? Oh. So, I mean, there's all these storylines that a person can look at, and that's what makes it fun.
Nate Weck, thank you so much. Have a good Thanksgiving. Thanks for all the work that you do.
Thanks, Lori. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.